Want to be entertained in just 10 minutes? Then you've found the right podcast because you're listening to Bite Size Plays with JTP, bringing you the best in award-winning short comedy, drama and monologues. We have a growing following and all this content is free. So if you do one thing today, please like, subscribe and leave us a positive review to help us share this work further. But we don't just podcast. You can find JTP Theatre on stage at festivals, performing short plays in all kinds of places and delivering on local radio as well. And now, here's Apocalypse Then, written by Tony DeMail, an Ilkley Playhouse Festival winner. The end of the world is not going to plan.
Ah, Peter, there you are. Thanks for coming up.
Your call sounded quite urgent. Everything all right?
Well, actually, no. I wanted to see you because I've been getting a lot of complaints about one of our departments.
Really? Which department?
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse? That's one of our best. What's wrong?
Lots of complaints about the Four Horsemen.
Well, I have to say I'm really surprised. All Four Horsemen have had millennia of training for their roles, and I thought they'd hit the ground running. I thought they were doing a great job. They're very enthusiastic. I mean, you only have to look down there to see they have war, famine, pestilence and death off to a fine art.
Yes, Peter, I don't doubt their enthusiasm, but...
But?
I'm getting lots of complaints that they're not even-handed. These are just the recorded complaints about famine in Africa.
Complaining seems a bit harsh. Famine is excellent at his job. He's inflicted starvation on millions there. He's doing great.
I know that's what we trained him for, but don't you think he's a bit... well, a bit random?
Random?
Yes, sure, he's got people undernourished in their millions in Africa, but look at America.
There are people starving there too.
Some, yes, but the majority are doing just fine. Have you seen the size of a Big Mac? I'll be honest with you, Peter. I've always prided myself on the company being right up there with the best when it comes to equality. But the starvation does seem to be concentrated in some places... And people of colour.
Ah, but we do have a cross-fertilisation policy.
What?
Each of the Four Horsemen's work complements the others. So, for example, where famine can't get them, death will step in and take people out with high cholesterol or high blood pressure or diabetes.
Wait! So you're saying we have a deliberate strategy to starve some people and kill others by overfeeding?
Yep. Although Pestilence does his stuff as well.
But he seems kind of random too. There's something like 500,000 dying from a disease like malaria, and then billions who never contract it.
Ah, no, we did see that our market cover wasn't great there. So, Pestilence has been working on some much more widespread pandemics recently, and I think it's worth noting that it's not in his contract to kill everyone, only to make the mill.
Well, I can see that war is already doing more than enough on the killing people front.
He's a very good worker.
Switzerland.
Sorry?
Switzerland is an example of somewhere that never has a war. But then if you look at Africa or the Middle East...
Would you like a war in Switzerland? You only have to say the word.
No, I don't want a war in Switzerland. I'm just asking why we never have wars in some parts and we're always having them in others.
War is doing its best. If you want conflict across the globe, you need more horsemen. Don't forget we tried world wars twice and they just weren't sustainable.
So, are you saying that Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse is not enough?
The original business plan never envisaged a population of approaching 8 billion.
You're suggesting that war, pestilence, famine and death have too much work to do and can't cover the whole earth?
They can't. So they focus on particular areas, particular people.
But some areas and people are completely untouched.
There's only so much suffering to go around.
Peter, I'd like us to look at things having more equality.
In what way?
Well, for example, why does all the war have to be in the same places?
It's not all in the same places.
Predominantly it is. And why does starvation and the worst disease have to be concentrated on people of colour?
Is it?
Yes. As is poverty, which means a shorter lifespan, so the same people are getting more attention from death.
Well, when you put it that way.
I mean, these people are right to complain.
So, what would you like us to do?
I want things evened out, Peter. All our customers should have the same quality of service. And what does mean?
They won't like it.
Who?
The rich. There's a significant majority down there who have enough cash to insulate themselves from famine and pestilence. Doesn't matter how hard those two work, they can't make much impact.
But you said the four horsemen were engaged in
cross-fertilisation. They are. But war and death can't make much of an inroad with the wealthy or the entitled either.
Why not?
Well, they tend to have all the resources. That means they're able to shift inequality and armed conflicts onto others and keep death at a distance, at least for longer than the poor.
I can't believe this. I always imagined we'd trigger the apocalypse and the whole world would have an equal share in armed conflict, disease and starvation, and that would culminate in the death of everyone. End of days. Now you're telling me that it's actually the minority who are having it all fall on them. And if you live in a wealthy part of the world, you're pretty much okay?
I suppose so, yes.
Just a minute. If the majority are wealthy, how come they don't share their excess with those who aren't?
That's not how they roll.
They don't share their food with the hungry?
No.
They don't share their medicines with the sick?
No.
They don't use their power and influence to stop armed conflicts or create equality?
Not really.
And they don't die as early as the unfortunate?
In the main, no.
Why wasn't I told about this?
Well, to be honest, we all thought you'd lost interest.
Lost interest?
Well, it was obvious a while ago that they really hadn't turned out how you'd hoped. We kind of thought you'd given up on them and decided to work on a far less ambitious project.
Really? And humanity? Do they think I gave up on them?
Not all of them, but...
But most of them. I see.
You're upset.
I had no idea it had got so bad down there. And now I find that we're making things worse by setting the four horsemen disproportionately on the disadvantage.
There's only so much desolation they can spread.
Call them off.
What?
Call them back. Get war, famine, pestilence and death back here now, and tell them the apocalypse is off.
But what about the end of the world?
Cancel it.
It's not a good world down there.
I can see that. But bringing about the end of days by pouring more misery onto those who are already miserable and giving the fortunate a quick and easy exit from life isn't acceptable.
So what will we do instead?
Bring about some equality, Peter.
But how? There's a huge gulf between the haves and the have-nots.
I'll tell you exactly how. We're going to change the climate.
I think they're doing a pretty good job of that themselves.
I know, but we'll exacerbate it. We'll give them droughts and storms and floods and tsunamis, but we'll spread them right across the globe. They can all have some. And we'll divide them in their own lands. They can still have their regional conflicts, but they can start dealing with an enemy within.
Wow.
We'll throw in some food shortages as well for the richer.
Goodness.
And they can all learn to deal with disease, not just the poor, not just the third world, all of them.
So you're going to punish them?
Not punish, Peter. Teach them. We're going to teach the rich that they are as vulnerable as the poor, and we're going to teach the poor and disadvantaged that they won't be carrying the world's suffering alone.
I'm not sure it will change them.
But it's worth a try. Maybe, just maybe, they'll start to think of themselves as part of something where they look after each other as equals, and that success and disaster should be shared in equal measures.
I'll get right on it. I'll speak to our natural disasters people right away and get some societal division organised as soon as possible.
Thank you, Peter.
What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't change them?
Then it really will be end of days. But it won't be us that brings it about. It'll be their own doing.
And the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Tell them they can take a break, and then they'll be sent for retraining.
Oh? To do what?
If the human race puts itself right, we might just redeploy them on peace, nutrition, health and life.
That was Apocalypse Then, featuring Phil DeMail and Chris Holland, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound and music. If you enjoyed our bite-sized offering, we'd love it if you would like, subscribe and leave a review for our podcasts. And if you want to see what else JTP Theatre are up to, you can visit our website, jtptheatre.com, or look us up on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with more.